I'll transition into Yevamos. So a ha'ara in the sugya that I wanted to say last time, maybe it's kedai to spend a few moments on it now, very briefly. It's something you guys have already in your rearview mirror. It's not something that I think is on anyone's mind this morning during morning seder, but it's kedai at least to mention the makoros and one ha'ara. So the on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, we saw some of this together. We saw the Taisvis, but all the Rishonim deal with the question is, why are you allowed to put Tzemer b'Pishtan, Pishtan b'Tzemer? Aren't all of these examples of Efshel Kaim Shneihem? Rish Lakish's Klal of Efshel Kaim Shneihem, we don't say Esdei Chilis, I say, so why should it be that Tzemer b'Pishtan, Pishtan b'Tzemer? So just get a different baguette, get a different set of strings, and make your tzitzis in the proper way without needing to utilize the heter of Esdei Chilis, I say, because it's Efshel Kaim Shneihem. So Taisvis gave their answer of the Migo, and I think that might have, I don't remember, that was the most recent Chabur, I think it was, where we dealt with that Migo a little bit and talked about the concept of Tcheles within the mitzvah Bishleim Musa of Tzitzis. But the other Rishonim give a different terutzim. The Ramban here in Dalam Beis Nivamis, so the Ramban asks this question, and he gives the answer, I'll just, four words, Perish V'leis Lander Ish Lakish. So the Ramban says, yeah, our sugya is Delokar Ish Lakish. It's sugyos chalukos peshas. In some sugyos, we assume Reish Lakish is correct. Efshel Lakaim Shnehem is we don't say as the let's say in our sugya on Maseches Yevamos, we don't assume Efshel Lakaim Shnehem. It's not like Reish Lakish. That's the Ramban suggests. The Rashba, you saw this already. The Rashba gives a different teretz. We're not going to read it inside actually, because since it's so far behind in terms of your limud, I don't want to get bogged down. I want to move on to Daf Hey. But you know the Rashba, and you could read it inside. But the Rashba basically says that this is not considered Efshel Lakaim Shneihem. But in Echanami, the Rashba says, if it was Efshel Lakaim Shneihem, even our sugya would agree it was Aser, and you wouldn't employ the heter of Esdei Chilis. Everyone saw this Ramban and Rashba, correct? If you didn't, you need to see the Ramban and the Rashba. So Rabbi Chanan in Kovitz Ha'aros in Simin Zayin, so he mentions this Ramban and this Rashba, and he says it's clear from the Ramban that the sheet of the Ramban is that even though in this case it is Efshel Lakaim Shneihem, meaning if I have a beged shel tzemer in front of me and strings of pishtan or vice versa, I can't change tzemer to pishtan, pishtan to tzemer, so it's physically Efshel for me to make a beged in this case that doesn't have shatnez in it. That is true, but since theoretically in Ba'alma, it's Efshel Lakaim Shneihem, there's such a thing as Beged Shel Tzemer, there's such a thing as Beged Shel Pishtan. If I had the other Beged, I could easily perform the mitzvah without being Da'ichad Leis Essay. So since in theory that exists, that's considered Efshel Lakaim Shneihem. And if it were Reish Lakish, the Sugya, then we would say Ein Es Da'ichad Leis Essay because Efshel Lakaim Shneihem. Elamai, our Sugya is the low Ki Reish Lakish. So the Rabbanan, you look inside. The Rabbanan quotes from the Shagis Aryeh. Other Achronim have this, the Karen Ora as well. They ask kashas from like 10 Gemaras, but most prominently they ask from the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara talks about the case of Mila bibaheres, and the Gemara assumes gabe basar afilu yesh baheres yimol. Even if there is a baheres on the basar of the Mila, still the father would do the mila, but mavur sham deheicha deika acher ein ha'av rishai limo. If there's another person there, the av can't be the one to do so. Ela b'leika acher, only when there is no one else available, because it's efshir l'kayim shneihem. It's efshir l'kayim shneihem. So, what the Achronim point out is that it's clear that the Gemara assumes if there's another person there to do the mila, it's considered Efshel Lakaim Shneihem. But if it's just the father there, then it's Efshel Lakaim Shneihem. What do you mean? It's theoretically possible there would be other people to do the Mila. Yeah, but if we don't talk about theoretical possibility. We're talking about the actual possibility of performing the mitzvah without being Docha the Yisr. That's considered Efshel Lakaim Shneihem. That's the Lokir Haramban. That's the Achronim note. So, again, the Machlokes, the Rashba, and the Ramban here is obvious. They're arguing about the Hagdara of Efshel Lakaim Shneihem. According to the Rashba, the Hagdara of Efshel Lakaim Shneihem is, like we just said a second ago, is whether something is practically possible or not. Is it practically possible to do the Bris Mila with someone else if there's a person there who could do the Mila? Yes. If not, not. Is it practically possible to put tzitzis on this beged that wouldn't violate the Isser of Temer who pitched him. So if there's another beged there, yes. If not, not. But that's how you define Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. But says the Ramban, no, the way to define Efshar L'Kayim Shneim is whether or not something is theoretically practical. Is it possible, in theory, to perform this mitzvah without violating the Isser, or is the mitzvah, by definition, always going to need the Isser? If you assume that it's theoretically possible, that is the Hagdara of Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, theoretical possibility, so then even if I only have a wool garment and linen strings, or vice versa, it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. In theory, in the Welt, in theory of Halacha, in theory of history, it was possible to have different begadim, and I could have been performing this mitzvah without violating the Isser. So again, the Achronim ask questions on the Ramban in terms of defining it that way, that it's based on theoretical possibility from Gemaras like the Gemara in Shabbos and others. But even in Svara, B'chanan asks, even in Svara, the Ramban is very difficult. Ma b'kach diyachol yos efshar, mikom ka'achshav lo efshar. It's e efshar l'kayim shneihem right now. This guy in front of us, this Jew, with his payas and with his having gone to the mikvah before, there's nothing he could do to change this beged into a different material. He can't shaft a different halos in this beged. He can't make it a new material. So we are stuck. There's nothing that we could possibly do. It's e efshar l'kayim shneihem. Even if theoretically it's possible, why would theoretical possibility have any relevance, have any bearing in this halachic discussion? In the Achronim HaMetzayin, the Beis Yosef has like the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, not like the Ramban. Raid. You can look up the raid. But one thing you may or may not have seen, so Reb Shechter in his notes from Rav's Shirim, his Shirim, I don't know right now, I don't remember if he has it in the Ksavim on Yevamos, but he does have it in the Shirim on Tzitzis, the Torah web publication Shirim on Tzitzis. So he has from Soloveitchik, from the Rav, as follows. He quotes this Ramban, this Rashba, he quotes the Karen Ora, which is the same as the Shagas Arias Kasha. He says, what's the Pshat in the Ramban? So he says, there's a difference between the case of Mila and Tzitzis. In the case of Tzitzis, the Nidon is the Chefza Shal Mitzvah. The Nidon is the entity, the object, the Chutin, the strings. Are they a min ha-poter or they're not a min ha-poter? The case of Mila is not about the cheftza. It's not about the object of the mitzvah. For example, if the father would wrongly, again, there was another mile there, Rabbi Weider was right there, and the father decides to do the Mila instead. He decides to do the Mila instead. So was that correct? No, that was incorrect. That was an Isser. Why? Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. The other mile could have done it, correct? Is the Mila kasher? Of course the Mila is kasher. It's a good Mila. It's fine. It's totally kasher and yasher, the Mila. He didn't do the right thing, but it's a kasher and Mila, because it's not about the entity, the physical object of the Mila. It's about the Maisa Agavra. The Maisa Agavra should be done in such a way that you don't doche the losa say unless you absolutely have to. So the Rav says, by tzitzis is not the case. By tzitzis, we're talking about the cheftza itself. And so, Rav Soloveitchik says that when you're talking about the kviyas hamin, the tzitzis itself, the chutin themselves, so then it's got to be dependent upon the metzius of each and every situation. It's got to be dependent on the overall metzius. Meaning, we're talking about a concept of tzitzis. We're talking about an object of tzitzis. If these tzitzis are able to be made in a way that doesn't violate the issur of kelayim, then it has to be done that way, and it can't be done any other way. Efshar L'Kayim Shneim is defined by the fact that it's theoretically possible to make tzitzis from Pishtan or from Tzemer, not from both. That's theoretically possible. That, says the Ramban, is all you need to look at. Because we're not talking about a Maisa HaGavra, what could happen in this case. We're talking about a theoretical possibility. The mitzvah itself can be performed in theory otherwise, and therefore it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, and the Ramban has to fall back on that answer that our sugi is the Lokei Resh Lakish. But by Mila, B'makom Baheres, we're talking about the Maisa Gavra. The Mila itself would be kosher even if you do the wrong thing. We're talking about the Maisa Gavra. So then in every case of the Maisa Gavra, you have to ask, is this Maisa Gavra possible without violating the Isser? The answer will be yes or no, depending on if there's another Moel there. But even if theoretically it's true, you could dream of another Moel being in existence, but that doesn't affect the halacha that we're asking right now. We're asking about this guy with this knife, with this Mila in front of him, should he do the mitzvah, should the Maisa Gavra be performed or not? That depends on the situation. That depends if is possible physically to do it, practically to do it by someone else, or not. The Ramban will agree in the case in Gemara and Shabbos that it depends on the practical possibility of Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. But when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, in which we're dealing with the entity of tzitzis, not the Maisa HaGavra in front of us, but the entity of tzitzis in general, the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, the actual chutin, so there, Efshar L'Kayim Shneim is defined differently. It's defined as a theoretical possibility, says the Ramban, of performing the mitzvah without violating the Isser. So the Ramban can have this Hagdara of Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, but he's not saying it globally. Rav Chanan was bothered, the Svara doesn't make sense. You're right, the Svara sometimes doesn't make sense. In Mila, it doesn't make sense. In this unique case of Kalayim B'tzitzis, it makes sense to have such a Svara that Efshar L'Kayim Shneim should be defined as a theoretical possibility, not as practical possibility. That's the Rav Sa'ara. If you want to look in the, I think it's green, the tzitzis. Actually, I think they print it different colors each time, I'm not sure. But I think mine is like turquoise. So it's on page 26, Chaf Vav, in those notes. Okay, moving on to Daf Hey Amar Aleph. Again, this was an old Ha'ara. But going on Hey Amar Aleph, so the Gemara is now engaged in a long Shakulitaria. As the source of Esed Echelos say, and how it plays into whether we learn it from Shatnez. So the Gemara says, Lurabanan who hold that anytime the Torah says Beged, it means all the Minim, and therefore Tzemer Pishtim is not Miyusar. So then Minalahu, that Esed Echelos say. For the Rabbanan who hold that you don't have a limud from Tzemer Pishtim because it has to say that, so then, where do they have Esed Echelos to say? So the Gemara says, Nafgalahu me Rosho. By the Tiklachas Mitzora, it says that you should shave off his entire head. Desanya, Rosho matamad lomar. Why did the Torah have to tell you to shave Rosho, the entire head? It already says in the Pasuk that you have to be Megaleach, all of his hair. No, it says Rosho on top of saying, be Megaleach, all of his hair, Lefi Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. Shomea ani ach mitzora kein tamalom rosho, because the Torah says, don't be makif peya, don't cut off the hair on a person's peyas. So it had to combat that by saying rosho. The Gemara says, ikal mifrach, that's not really a source for Esed Echelos to say, this rosho, because ma lilav da hakafa shekein lav shein ba shava bako, because the lav of hakafa is not shava bako. Why? Because nashim are not chayavos in hakafas kol harosh. So you see, Rosho, it's Esed Echelos to say. But you only see that by an essay that's beating a Los to say She'ino Shav Bachol, because Nashim are not Mechuyavos in Hakavos HaRosh. You have to figure out how to fit that with, we only give Marmakum, but Rebbe Elchanan had that Ha'ar in the Rambam, that women really, they're not Alts Isha, that they're Pturos from Hakavos HaRosh. It's Alts the fact they don't grow Hakavos HaRosh. They don't grow Peos HaRosh. They don't have, halachically, they don't have that hair. So that's why an Eved, even though he's Hokosh Le'isha, La'ala, Tin Isha, an Eved still has the mitzvah of Hakafas Arosh, the Isha of Hakafas Arosh, because it's not a Ptur Alt Isha, it's just a Ptur Alt Metzias, or Metzias Hilchati. So if that's the case, is it really a Lav Shein B'Shav B'Kol? Or it's really Shav B'Kol, just women don't grow the hair? There are nafkaminas to that discussion. We have to figure that out, not really our Indian right now. Okay, so you don't have a source for Esed Echelos to say that's Shav Bakol. Ella asya mi zikno. The by Teglachas Mitzoros is not to shave the beard. Desanya zikno matamud lomar. Zikano matamud lomar. Lefishnemar upakas zikanam loigalechu. Shemene af kayim mitzora kein tamud lomar zikano. V'im. Eino inin lav shein Shav Bakol. You don't need that pasuk to teach you by lav shein of Shav Bakol. We already have them from Rosho. No, so Tanayu in Lapsh Hashav Bakol that Esed Echelos say. So maybe from Zakano, again, you're using Rosho also because you need it for Lav Hashein or Shav Bakol, but with Zakano and Rosho together, you come together with a Lav, even Shav Bakol is Nidches Al Yidei Esed. Okay, says the Gemara, Kati Itzrich, we still need the Pasuk of Zakano. Why? Here's the point that we want to get to. Selka Daita Chamina, you could have had a Havamina, Shiny Kohanim. That Kohanim are distinct, they're different. Hovil v'riba bahen hakas of mitzvos yiseros, because kaihanim have extra mitzvos. Afilu lav shein shav b'kol adachi kamash mon adachi. Really, we need a pasuk to tell us, even by a lav she'eino shav b'kol, we need a pasuk to tell us that Esed Echelos say, because kaihanim are different. Because kaihanim are mitzvos yiseros b'hu, there's more mitzvos by them, they have a lot more chamedika dinim. And therefore, maybe even their lav she'eino shav b'kol is so strong, is so stark, that it's not nidche by an essay. Mashmalan, the Torah comes and says, yeah, it is. It is nidche by an essay. An essay is doiche, even a lav of a kohen. A lav shem b'shal b'kol it is, but it's a lav shem b'shal b'kol of a kohen. A kohen's lav is perhaps much, much stronger. Rashi, v'akati yitzrich legufei lashmin, the lav that passes a kan kohanim, midchi, the lo nafkla mirosha, you couldn't learn from Rosha, v'afagav, the inshav b'kol, who, why, the selka day techamina, shiny lav the kohanim, the chamiri, maybe the lavim that kohanim have are much more chamer, agav, it doesn't mean lavim that are specific to kahuna, that's obvious from other gemaras, like a gemara in Temura, the famous gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Aleph, it is, then Aleph, I think, Hol Riben Mitzvos, that the Kohen had more mitzvos, therefore, Es Avia Hi Mechalelos, by Ish Tisaref, maybe a Bas Kohen should get Srefa HaChamur, according to Reb Shimon, even for Chilul Shabbos. It's not about specifically mitzvos of the Kohen. Even for Chilul Shabbos, they should be judged more severely. So here too, Lavi the Kohanim doesn't mean Lavim of the Kahuna. It means Lavim of the Kohanim themselves, even if it's a Lav of unrelated to Kahuna. Okay, the chamiri, it's more chamer, sheriba and akasav mitzvos rabos. So akati lavashav b'chol menon dachi. Good? Yeah? Gemara Rashi? Okay. So l'chora tzarchin. So Rashi tells us, like the Gemara is saying, that kohanim have more chamer than galavin. Why? Because hol v'riba hen Torah mitzvos yiseros. So their lav is more chamer. Hakafas Arosh is more chamer by a kohen than it is by Yisrael. That's very easy to understand. They're more chamer, more kadosh, they have more responsibility, and that makes them more severe for them to violate Yisurim. Okay, but if that's true, then what's also true? Hu adin, hu atam, that an essay of a kohen should also be more chamer. That the positive commandment of the kohen to yebi makiv his rosh when he's a metzora should also be more chamer when it's a kohen. The same way his lav is more chamer, so too his essay should be more chamer. And if that's the case, then there is equivalence over here. There's an essay of a kohen that's beating a lav of a kohen, a lav shein b'shav b'kol of a kohen, but a lav shein b'shav b'kol of a kohen against the essay of a kohen, so that everything is raised up to the level of kahuna. So the same way you could learn from kohen essay to kohen los shein b'shav b'kol, so take it down a notch and learn for Yisrael from essay to los essay, shav b'kol, not shav b'kol, it should all be equivalent, it should all be learnable, because the same way it's more chamer for him to violate a lav, so too it's more chamer for him to perform a mitzvah essay. Why isn't that logically obvious that it's the same step up of chamiris for the kohen on the lav side and on the mitzvah side? Not a kash on Rashi, correct? It's a kash on the Gemara, meaning the Gemara is employing this svar, Rashi just explaining it. But Rashi says, just in terms of how you see that it's clear that he means this, he says, shiny lave te kohanim de chamiri. The isurim of kohanim are more chamer because they have more mitzvos. Okay, but so their mitzvos should also be more chamer because they have more mitzvos. What would be the difference between the two? Hear the kasha? So to answer, maybe to be makdim with the yesod about Kedusha from Rav Shechter Shlita, it's in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. It's in Simen Yud Beis, in a footnote. So the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos tells us the Avos Melachos are 39, and the Gemara goes back and forth about why the Mishnah tells us Arbam Chaser Achas. Why does it have to count it for us? So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Im asa'an kulan behelam echad." If you did all of them in one shot, chayav al kol achas v'achas. There's chiluke melachos. So the Gemara there says, "What's the yediyah and the shikcha that would get you a karban?" So the yadale b'shabes b'mai. You have to have a yediyas something and a shikcha something. You have to know what Shabbos and violate the melacha. So what's the yediyas Shabbos that you violate a melacha that you could have a karban b'shogeg? So the yadale Shabbos b'mai. So the Gemara says, it must be that he knew about Tchumen, and Tchumen is Daraisa. So you knew it was Shabbos, in the sense that you knew there was an Isser Tchumen today, like Rabbi Akiva, that's an Isser Daraisa, and yet you still violate Shabbos, because you forgot this is a Malacha, fine. So Rav Shechter says, the Velt is Medayik, from this Shakla Vitaria, that I don't understand. Why not just say, he remembered it was Shabbos. He remembered that Shabbos is a holy day. He knew today was holy. He saw the shine on the water carrier's face. He saw that even though usually during the week he was wearing his torn up coat and he looked like a dirty pauper, but on Shabbos he was radiant like the Rav describes, and he looked like a different entity. He knew Yediyas Kedushas Shabbos. He knew today was Shabbos. He remembers Cholent. I don't know. He remembers Kiddush. He remembers the Mrs. Essay of Shabbos. He sang Zmiros for Shabbos. There's a million ways you can remember Shabbos without remembering Tchumen or any iser of Shabbos. So why is it that the Gemara has to go out of its way to say, no, you remember Tchumen, Aliyah with Rabbi Kiva. Remember Kedushas Shabbos. Remember Mitzvah's essay of Shabbos. So this is a very, very sophistic. So Rav Shechter says, Lo mikarya chai gavna yidias Kedushas Shabbos. Da musag shel Kedusha gidro, what's the definition of Kedusha? Shehi mechayeves bahalachos nosafos. It has to force you into more responsibilities. Kedushas kahuna, oseres betuma uvegrusha v'chalala. Kedushas kahuna meant that a person now has an isser tuma, has an isser grusha, has an isser of a chalala. Kedushas truma, osrasa lezar mulutmeim. Kedushas mikdash has achilas karbanos, but it's oseres es haknisa litmeim. So what Rav Shechter spells out, I'll read it for you in his words. Well, don't worry about that introductory line. Hamusag shal kedusha tzarech bedafka shiye bo poel yotzi ledina benogeya liisurim umenios. Kedusha expresses itself, I should say like this. Kedusha is created by and expresses itself in isurim and menios. Velo sagi b'mashe mechayev b'mitzvos. Kedusha, it's not enough to, you can't gain Kedusha by doing more, by having more positive commandments, by being more involved. In Mrs. Essay, Kedusha comes from Minya, from Isurim. Think of Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim tiyu, prushim tiyu. Kedusha means to be parish, it means to hold back from something, to be held back from something. Dechol shelo yada li Isurei Shabbos, chashev kol yada la Kedushas Shabbos. Kedushas Shabbos is created by and expressed in the Isurim of Malacha, or, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Isurim of Tchumen as well, which is why the Gemara has to struggle to find an Isur Shabbos in order to have a Yediyas Shabbos. So, again, the very fact that Kedusha comes from mitzvos, that's Pashat, Asher Kiddushanu, b'mitzvosa b'tzivanu. The Rambam, famously in Shoresh Dalet, quotes the Sefri, v'yisim kedoshim, zo kedushas mitzvos. Mitzvos give us Kedusha. Kedusha is expressed through mitzvos. But what Rav Shechter is spelling out for us over here is that it's specifically mitzvos los esei, which bring the Kedusha. Sivuyim in lavin yeseros, that's what's makdish agavra b'kedusha yesera. So too with Shabbos. Kedushas Shabbos comes machmas the isurei malacha, or iser tchumen, according to Rabbi Kiva, not mikolach cholent, or zachor, or hakravas karbanos. Kedushas kahuna is the same way. The kohen is neskadesh, and is kedusha yesera, as a gavra who's kadosh, ho'el v'riba be Torah mitzvos yeseros, those mitzvos yeseros are Isurim, Nisiyas Grusha, Isur Tuma, etc. So, I'm not sure about this, but maybe. In Kanim Dvar Melu, so maybe that's the Pshat in our Gemara as well. The Gemara says that even a Losa Seisha Inishav Bakol is Chamer, Eitzel Kohanim, Ho'il V'Rabbi Bahu Mitzvah Siseros. So we ask, okay, but so is the mitzvah essay of Kohanim. The positive commandment of the Kohanim to do a mitzvah essay is also more chamer, because they're mitzvah and more mitzvah, so they have more kedusha, so everything they do has more seriousness, has more severity. So kedusha's kahuna demands that the mitzvah essay is also more chamer. So then it's weiter, it's on the same level, the essay and the los essay. All their mitzvahs by the same svara should be chamurus tvei. But maybe, again, maybe, lefi what we just spelled out from Rav Shechter, that's not true. The Kedusha Yisera of a Kohen comes from his extra mitzvos, los esei. Iser Toma, Iser Grusha, Chalala. Those mitzvos Yiseros are what's makdish the Kohen, and it's through mitzvos, los esei, that his Kedusha is expressed. And so it's mistaber then, that the Chamiras HaMitzvos of Kohanim and Dafka Kohanim is true le'inyin mitzvos los esei, but not necessarily le'inyin mitzvos esei. One other har on this, but Mel, do you want to say something? No.
I was thinking for a second that mahatzad parchin kolduhu, and it doesn't have to be a kula or a chumra, but I guess this wouldn't be a mahatzad.
It wouldn't be anything, right?
It's possible to say that once the losasays are more chumra than the neighbor, I mean, that, of course, is going to the kedusha and going to
right.
Chumra ha'isik, but then also the mitzvah is saying maybe take on a new level of.
It's possible, but first of all, but do you have a reason to say that?
But I'm just.
Meaning, because the Gemara leads us in the other direction, that there's a distinction between positive and negative commandments. This Shtekel Torah only gives us the Yesod by extra kedusha by losa say. So is there a reason you want to say different? Yeah, in Svar I could hear that happening. Yes, I could have thought that was true, but that doesn't. We're not starting with the Shtickle Torah. We're starting with the Kasha. The Kasha told us this. Now we're just explaining the Yesod behind it. Yederech Agav. So, and this will speak to your point if you take one side of this equation. So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin we referenced before says, Yachal afil chil Shabbos, Bas Kohen, I was right, Nun Aleph Amral, a Bas Kohen who is Mechal Shabbos, maybe she should be Besreifa, again, Rabbi Shimon, that's more Chamer. So, the Gemara says, why? Sakadat Chamina, Hol Vachmer, Rachmana Bekani, the Rabbi who mitzvahs Siseros, Tidon Besreifa, Kamashbalan. Maybe just like all mitzvahs, the Kahanim, I'm sorry. Maybe the Torah should be more machmer by Kohanim, by the family of Kahuna in general, because they have more mitzvos, they are more kadosh, they have more chamiris, to everything they do, and therefore a bas kohen should be nisrefes for violating Shabbos as well. Kamashmalan not. So that havamina. So the Gemara has the same havamina, correct? That a kohen hold this rabbi mitzvah sisiros should be treated more chamer even by chil Shabbos. So the Reuven Margolius in the Margolius Yam there, he points out that we're talking about a bas kohen, not a kohen. So what mitzvahs yisiros are there by a bas kohen? What mitzvahs yisiros? So the Margolius Yam says it has to be that the bas kohen also has mitzvahs yisiros, and he suggests that she has the mitzvah of achilas truma. I mean, this is Yadua, that a bas kohen is al-chelas b'truma, but he's being he's assuming b'pshitas, like the Ramban in the Shichas Ha'esen, that achilas truma b'taira is a mitzvah's essay. The Rambam doesn't think that. He doesn't think there's a mitzvah to eat truma. He just thinks that it has to be done the proper way. But it's not a mitzvah's essay of achilas truma b'taira. But okay, but Rav Margolis is assuming that. Now, there's, aside from what we just said, that the Rambam doesn't have this mitzvah achilas truma b'taira, but additionally, the Rambam, there's work that has to be done on this, but the Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah of achilas truma for an isha. Period. It's not a mitzvah for her. It's a din. She had a din calling, but she doesn't have the kedushas kuna in that way. So, with that in mind, the Margolis Yam is offering one shot, but it's not going to be true. It's not going to be tenable according to all the Rishonim. Additionally, it doesn't fit with what we just said, right? Because we said that the kedusha of kahuna grows; it comes from isurim. But the bas kohen doesn't have isurim that the Margolis Yam is pointing to. He's pointing to a mitzvah, quote unquote, a mitzvah essay that the Ramban has. The Ramban doesn't have this, but the Ramban has of achilas trum b'taira. So too a bas kohen has that the mitzvah, and therefore kedusha yisera. But Lefi, we just said if she doesn't have isurim, then she's not going to have mitzvah yisera in the sense of being marbe kedusha. So it must be that that's not the Kavanah Sagamara. It must be that it's not what the Gemara is talking about. And in a different context, in this Shema Maseches Chulin, the context that we were just talking about, Achilas Truma of a Kohen, a Bas Kohen, so Rav Twersky gave a different shot in this Gemara entirely. But it's very meduyak, which is why it's not a stretch to plug it in our case. According to our Mahalach, I'm just making the Hara, according to our Mahalach, this Gemara has no pshat, because what Mitzvah Yisiros does a Bas Kohen have that she's more Kaddish now? So Tzvi said, it's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Sagadai dechamina hol ve'achmer b'hu rachmana b'kani, kohanim have more kedusha, and they're more chamer, the rabbi b'hu mitzvah sisero, so then she should be tidon v'sreifa. And what was the pasuk the Gemara was coming to learn that from? Es aviha, hi mechaleles, ba'esh tesareif. Whose kedusha is being mechuleles in this pasuk? Not the bas kohen. The bas kohen has no kedushas kuna. Epis a din kohen, maybe she has some of the privileges of the kohen. Maybe she has, but she doesn't have a status of kedushas kuna that could be mechuleles. No, the pasuk says es alviha hi mechuleles, by acting in an inappropriate fashion, either by being involved in illicit relations or, like the Gemara is suggesting, maybe even by mechalel Shabbos. Es alviha hi mechuleles. She's giving mechalel the kedusha of her father's kahuna. Hol of Rabbi Bahu, in the men of the kahuna, mitzvos yiseros, they have kedusha yisera. Maybe her sin is an affront to his kedusha, and therefore she should be treated more chametika fashion with the sreifa, even for chil Shabbos. But the havamina of the Gemara was never that the isha has more kedusha's kahuna because of her mitzvos. She doesn't have mitzvos. Hare, she has no yisurim as a kohen. No, that her father has that kedusha, and she's been mechalelas. That kedusha, that's what the Gemara has to have. You know, so it's consistent with our yisod that we're saying in our Gemara and Daf Hei Nivamis. Okay, so in the Gemara Rosho, that we should learn from Rosho. So Rashi says, Tama loma Rosho. Ama asi ese v'dachi leisese. The mitzvah of Rosho is going to be docha, the iser of Pa'asar Hashem. V'afagav the lav shen shav b'kol hu. What's a lav shen shav b'kol? Nazir. Im eno inyan lav shen shav b'kol. Because we have that from Zakano. So here Rashi tells us explicitly that Nazir is considered Lav She'ino Shav B'kol. So maybe you saw the Maharshal, they're bothered by this because that doesn't really seem to be true. The Gemara in Nazir and Daf Nun Ches seems to assume that Nazir is Lav HaShav B'kol. Also just in Svara. I don't remember. Do you remember the Maharshal and the Maharshal mention the Svara also? Yeah, in Svara doesn't make sense because famous kasha to get into any good yeshiva, can a woman be a nazir? The answer is absolutely yes. It's a pasuk in the Torah, so it's a lav hashav b'kol. Who's not shava in naziris? What does that mean? Why is it lav she'ina shav b'kol? So the Tos Rosh, and you look the Marsha, one of them says it's a Taz Sofer. I think both of them say it's a Taz Sofer that the Rashi got it wrong here. Yeah, enachanami nazir is a lav she'ina shav b'kol. If you look in Tosis and Mesachas Nazir, they say it's a Machlokas HaSugyos. Okay, it may or may not be Lav She'ino Shav B'kol. It seems to be Machlokas HaSugyos, or Rashi is just wrong, and it's Taz Sofer, according to Marsha and Marshal. But the Svarim here quote the Avnei Miluim. Truth is, there's an Avnei Miluim in two places. I think, yeah, one is in Simen Tesvav in his Chuvis, and one is in the Chuvis in Simen Chav Beis. So in order to get a little context, we'll come at it from the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim, in the very beginning, on Daf Beis Amud Beis, says, it's talking about Kol Kinuyi Nedarim Ki Nedarim. The Mishnah told us that Nedarim is a halacha, and Kol Kinuyi Nedarim Ki Nedarim. The halacha is assumed about Nedarim, and Kol Kinuyi Nedarim Nedarim. Mai Shna Gabe Nazir Delokat Hanu Lehu Lekulu, meaning when we start Mesechus Nazir, we don't say Kinuyi Nazirus, Chramim, Shvuos. Here in the Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim, we say Kinuy Nedarim, Chramim, Shvuos. But Maish Nagam Nedarim, that we do say all of them. Mishum the Neder Shvua Ksivi Gabe Hadadi. In Parshas Matos, it says both of them next to each other, Neder and Shvua. Tani Tartan, so we say both Nedarim and Shvuos. We include both of them in the Mishnah. Became the Tani Tartan, once we're saying both of them, Nedarim and Shvuos. So then Tani Lakulu, we also say Chramim, etc. V'lisni kinuyi shvuos basar nedarim. So you should say nedarim, then shvuos. Why do we say nedarim, then chramim, then shvuos? So the Gemara says there's a chilek between nedarim and shvuos. I did the tani nedarim, the mitzvah, chefza alei, chefza gavr. This is the case of chefza gavr in Shas. When a person is oser something on him b'neder, he's asering the chefza on himself. That's a chefza. So then, Tananami chramim de mitzvah chefza alei. So to buy a chirim, it's also an isra on the chefza. La fuke shvua, which is different, and therefore it's separated. Shvua de kaasa nafshem in chefza. Because by a shvua, it's an isra gavra. You're saying, I won't partake of that chefza. Good? That's the Gemara. So here, when the Gemara says la fuke shvua, that's asa nafshem in chefza, the rush in his parish on Darim volunteers, dechsiv, that's fine. V'nazir, he volunteers what nazir is. V'nazir, afal bisha nesar b'yayin. Even though a nazir does have an isser of drinking wine, inu nesar hayayin alav, ella begufo tali hanaziris, sheome harini nazir, umemela nesar biyayin uvetiglachas uvetuma. So it's definitely a little bit, you know, back and forth in terms of the language, but it sounds like what the Rush is saying is that there's an isser gavra. Inu nesar hayayin alav, ella begufo tali hanaziris. He can't drink wine. But it's not an Isser Chefza. It's not an Isser Chefza, an Isser Gavra. So the Achronim ask that seems to be against the Mishnah later on in Maseches Nedarim, where it seems clear that the Isser of a Nazir is an Isser Chefza. So if you look in the Sefer Shalmei Nedarim, one of the classic Achronim on Maseches Nedarim over there, he quotes from two sources. He quotes from the Maharaj Dam and he quotes from the Maharit. The Maharit is more shaykh to what we're talking about, but they're both saying a similar thing. Where the Maharit basically says that there are actually three levels a person has to think about. There's a level of Isser Chefza, a neder, Aser is the Chefza on a person. There's a level of Isser Gavra, where the person takes upon himself not to partake of that Chefza, but it's an Isser Gavra. Nazir, he says, is its own third category. Very lumdish. V'nazir hu atzmo nitfas b'neder v'niskadesh gufo dumya de kohen. Truth is, by a nazir, he says, and maybe this is the pshat in the rush, he suggests, by a nazir, it's not really either one. It's not chetza or gavra. It's actually an iser. It's actually a status which is taken on by the gavra. He becomes nikdash b'kedushas nazirus, and because he has that kedushas nazirus upon himself, therefore, he's now aser b'tiglachas and tuma, etc., as a nazir. But it's not that he assers those things upon himself, and it's not that he assers himself in those things. It's that he creates himself as a nazir. He makes himself into this person of a nazir, the status of a nazir, like a kain has the status of Kedushas Kuhuna, and then the Yisur Marchal Memela on him. So with this chakira in mind, Isur Chetza, Isur Gavra, or this third category, the Avni Milum in Simon Chav Beis says that's what's going on. That'll determine whether nazir is a lav she'eshav b'kol or lav she'eshav b'kol. If you say that the nazir is a classic case of an iser chefza, so it's like a neder, I could say this shtender, I won't get hana from it. I could say this wine, I won't get hana from it. This wine is usher to me, whatever. I could say a lashon neder by the wine, by the tiklachas, whatever the case might be. It's an iser chefza. So if that's the case, then it's a lav hashav b'kol. The same way I could do it, you could do it. The same way you could do it, your wife could do it, a woman could do it. It's lav hashav b'kol. Aval inema avne miluim. Aval inema de nazir have toar kedusha shemekabel al atzmo v'ha'yisurin hein yisurei Torah de rami al toar kedusha so kimo kohen de rami alav mitzvah yiseros imkain havalei iser she eino shav bakol kimo she eino noig ela b'toar nazir uchmo yisurei kuhuna she eino shav bakol. Yisurei kuhuna are not shav bakol now. Yisurei kuhuna are different because you can't decide to be a kohen. But by a nazir, it's the very same way as Isur Kahuna, in the sense that it's not that a person takes on upon himself the Isurim of Nazirus. A person makes himself a nazir. Then Memela, when a person's a nazir, they have these Isurim. But it's a lav she'inoshav b'kol, because even though you could make yourself a nazir, you're not a nazir. You can't take on these Isurim. You can only make yourself a nazir, but you're not currently a nazir. It's like saying an Isur of the Kohen is lav she'inoshav b'kol. The same way, only if you have Kedushas Kahuna do you have these Isurim. So too, only if you have Kedushas Toar HaNazir, do you have these Yisurim that are Chal on Yumamela. So it says that Nuhun, that's the Pshat that is Lav Shein HaShav B'Kol. Again, it's a Machlokas HaSugyos, maybe. And if it's a Machlokas HaSugyos, maybe the Sugyos are arguing about this Lamdas, about this Chakira, whether it's an Isur Chefsa or it's an Isur which just grows out of the fact that you've shafted a Chalos of Nazirus on yourself. But that's what the Avnei Nuhun says, Mamash HaCharifus, like Mamash. Mamash Acharifus, that if you shop that chalos upon yourself, then you have these Yisurim, but that's a lav she'enu shav b'kol, because that doesn't exist. That person as a nazir doesn't exist. Is that clear? Within meaning not within Isur Chefza, you're saying? Not within Isur Gavra? Yeah, because let's say it was an Isur Gavra. It happens to be, I think he doesn't say the Tzad of Isur. Oh yeah, he does say the Tzad of Isur Gavra also, yeah. Isur Gavra or Isur Chepta. Meaning, you and I could all choose to aser this wine upon ourselves. Gavra. We could also all choose to make this wine b'Isur Neder, b'Isur Cherim, Chepta. But you and I are not Nazirim. We could all choose to become Nazirim, in which case, those Isurim b'chal. But we're not Nazirim, so it's not Shav B'Kol. By Isur Gavra, Isur Chepta, it's, I think, equal in that sense, that it's Shav B'Kol. Anyone can make the Chepta aser, anyone can make themselves aser in that product. But none of us are Nazirim until we're Nazirim, and then the Yisurim are Chal Memela. So I think it's equally true by those two Tzadim. But you're right, we presented it as if it was two Tzadim, there's really three, but I think those two are equivalent in that case. Okay, and the Hamad Beis, the Gemara says at the bottom of Hamad Aleph, Ella Laolam, Hamad Beis, Mikra Kama. So Rashi says, Klayim Bitzitis is the Mikra Kama. Bitka Amris Larabanan, Lo Iser Lahu Tzemru Pishtim, and all who the Klayim Bitzitis Shari, the Lacey Asif, the Achilosa say, Im Kain, Lema Krat Tzitis Tasalacha, Gedilim Lamali. Shmaina Lafnuye? What do you mean Lafnuye? Highly sure who the Asa. Meaning, Rashi says, minyan achutin. You need the words, the word gedilim within the words gedilim taslacha, you need that for the shiura, which Rashi teaches is the minyan chutin. Gedil shnayim, because you can't possibly have a gedil with less than two chutin. Gedilin arba, meaning Rashi says chutin. Arba chutin, the miyat gedilin shnayim uksiv inasnu altziz knap silchilas amr Torah asemi hanach arba chutin gedil echad dahav luches chutin kishetochlan beknafa beged. Make for yourselves four of these gedilim, which when you put them through the beged will become eight chutin on the knaf. Asay gedilu posleu mitocho. Rashi says. Poslei mitocho means that you should have a section that's psil. And a section that's gedil. Gedil nanaf. So in the drasha of gedilim, the mashmas is arba, correct? Gedil shnayim, because you can't have gedil without two. And gedilim, plural, arba, is four. Yeah? That's the drasha. So Rashi says, chayev lasos gedil of dalid. Then Rashi says, "Dahavulhu ches chutin kishetoch tochvan beknaf habeged." The mashmaos in Rashi is that what's the shear? What's the minyan hachutin? How many strings are supposed to be on tzitzis? So if you read the Gemara, it sounds like there's supposed to be four strings, right? I mean, it does say that gedilim is arba because gedil times two, but Rashi seems to be saying it should be four strings which you put through to make ches chutin. So it sounds like the Rashi thinks the minion of chutin is eight. Now, it is true practically, right? We have to untap to prove this. You have eight strings hanging down, but it's only because we double over those four. But Rashi and Menachah says the same thing. Midalad chutin shiyasin dalad chutin b'chur atalas ulech sheyach b'leim v'yasa mehen gedilim yiyushmona. There will be eight. So it sounds like Rashi thinks the minion of tzitzis, of chutin for tzitzis, is eight, not four. A raya lechach, and I have to admit that after I had this thought, I saw that Rav Soloveitchik had the same raya. I have to admit, it's adrava. I'm proud to admit that Rav Soloveitchik had the same raya. I think it was in the, it was in the shirei hagrid, but the ones that look exactly like the yartzeit shirim, but aren't. The, you know what I'm talking about, right? It fills into the stam volume. So you have the same ha'ara. But if you look in Rashi, in Menachos Mem Gimel, so the Gemara there talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis being shkula mitzvah zo, keneged kol Torah kula. Rashi says, midich siv es kol mitzvos, the od, the tzitzis begematria tafresh, 600, the heik sharim, there's five knots, ushmona chutin. And there's eight strings. Hare tarjag. So there's 613. Shkula keneged kol mitzvos. So what is that? How many chutin are there? I thought there's four chutin. In which case, life would be a little bit easier. It wouldn't be tarjag. Answer, no. It's actually ches chutin. There's actually shmona chutin here. Rashi counts eight as his shear of chutin for tzitzis. Tosfos here on the page. Hamad Bey is ask on this. How do you know, Minolan? How do you know that you have to be kofel? You have to double it over to make eight. Maybe you could just hang them. You could staple them to the baguette, and you could have four long strings hanging down. Minolan shekofel kolacha bechad l'shnayim shemi yikshur kolacha berosha batalis. Maybe that works. So Tosas give a teretz. If you explain paslehu as asay gedil u paslehu mitocho and make it into eight, then I understand. Aval b'kuntrus perish paslei mitocho as something else entirely. Tosas Menachos and Lamaches have the same ha'ara. So, but the mashmal is in Tosas without getting into. It sounds like from Tosas, by the way, that it wouldn't be puzzle. Maybe that it wouldn't be puzzle with a samech. It wouldn't be puzzle if you hung those four strings straight, hanging down instead of doubling them over. Again, you have to know what the maskana is. But it sounds like at least in the stage of the question, that would have been a kasher, not the right thing to do, but kasher. Either way, from Tosas, what we want is that it sounds like the minion of tzitzis is kipshuto. We would have thought dalid four. You kofel them to make it into eight, but the eight's not it's not an etzem part of the minion. It just happens to be, technically speaking, after you double them over, there will be eight. But the mitzvah, the minion of the mitzvah, the shear of the mitzvah is four strings. So there are achronim who want to be tola this in a machlogas rishonim, a famous machlogas rishonim. The Rav had this ha'ara as well, different ways. At different points, but he had this basic ha'ara. The Rambam and the Ravid have a famous machlokas in the first paragraph of Hilchos Tzitzis as to how many strings are shel tcheles. The Rambam assumes that you have 7.5 white strings and half a string is a psil tcheles, and you wrap that psil tcheles around the outside. The Ravid says, what are you coming up with the chatzi shir over here? Tell us who's that. What are you saying, half a string? No, ela shnayim shel tcheles v'shisha levanim. No, there's 8 strings. 2 of them should be blue, and 6 of them should be white. Or you have 4 long strings. 3 of them should be white, and 1 of them should be blue, which doubles over to 2. So it's mavur that the Rambam thinks that, like this, everyone thinks there's a psil tcheles. So the Rabbi's saying, I don't understand. Psil isn't half a psil. It's not half a string. Why are you saying half a string is going to be blue? That doesn't make any sense. So apparently the Rambam is saying, no, what do you mean? How many strings are on my tzitzis? If you say there's 4 strings on my tzitzis, then half of the one is blue. That's correct. But if you say there's 8 strings on my tzitzis, once I double it over, there's 8 strings hanging here, then 1 is white, 2 is white, 3 is white, 4, 5, 6, 7 is white, and the 8th entire chut of the 8 is blue. It's a fully blue last string on the of tcheles. Mashenki in the das of the Ravid, which is like Tosas, not like Rashi. The Rambam we just said is like Rashi, but Tosas says no. The minion of chutin is arba. Okay, you double them over. Practically speaking, technically speaking, it's going to end up being 8. But the actual amount for the mitzvah is 4. So then, when you have half a string of the 4, that's blue. That's half a string of tcheles. The Rabbi says, what? Lo yitachin, that you'd have half a string of tcheles? That doesn't make any sense. And therefore, he argues on the Rambam. So maybe this Rambam and the Ravid, they're arguing about the same machlokas. Again, I'll give you the Mar Makomos, but we won't spend time on it inside. The Rav suggested such a similar idea. He said it a little bit differently and differently in a second place. I'll tell you both in a second. But that's what we're suggesting, is that maybe it's this Machlokas Rishonim of the Rambam and the Ravid is totally the same thing. For the Rambam, there's 8 strings, so half of a string is actually a full string. For the Ravid, there's only 4 strings and half is half, and that doesn't make any sense to him. So if you look in the Shiurei HaGrid that we mentioned before, like the ones that look like the Yartzeit Shiurim, on page Kuf Ayin Aleph, you look there, he says, again, different words, but a similar yesod. And then also the notes of Rav Shechter, published by Torah Reb, that turquoise volume, if you look on page 49. No, I'm sorry. Wrong pagination. If you look in the version that you don't have of Rav Shechter's manuscript of his notes on Yevamos from the Rav Shirim, you don't have that. I have it at home. That on page 49. So that's not helpful to you guys unless I take a picture. That's handwritten, though. If you look in the Shiurim that were published by Torah Web on Inyanei Tzitzis, what I just quoted is from his Shiurim on Yevamos. If you look in Tzitzis on page Yud Gimel 13, you'll find this and or at least a similar biur to what we're talking about. There's a shtick letzarachin in the Rambam, because the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis writes, So the Rambam says, min ha-Torah, midaraisa, there's no minyan to the chutin. Which, I don't know, if you just read the words, it sounds like everything we said until now, at least is not daraisa. There's no shear of count of 4 or 8, no matter what number you're going to come up with, min ha-Torah of a minion of tzitzis. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what's the obvious problem? The Kesef Mishnah says, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, gedilim, gedil is 2, gedilim is 4. So the Gemara says, it's yeah min ha-Torah that there's a minion, that there's a shear, that there's an amount of strings that have to be on the beged. So how does the Rambam say, ein lechutei ha'anav minion min ha-Torah? How is that possible? So the Achronim tumble about this. The Maaser Rokeach gives a pshat that it's Ein Shir Lamala. I don't know. That's hard. The Rambam said Ein Shir Lamala before he told us what the Shir Lamata is. That's strange. Some of the Achronim, we look in the Merkavah submission, he has this. It's actually a short Merkavah submission. So maybe this is like the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, that Divrei Sofrim is not considered Divrei Torah, so it's not Min HaTorah. It's a drasha. The Rambam doesn't say Divrei Sofrim here. It's not as Meduyuk. It's Eino Min HaTorah here. But maybe that's what the Rambam's referencing. He says, okay, it's hard also. So if you look again in Rav Shechter's notes from the Rav Shiraman and Yivamas, you don't have it, but the Rav made this Ha'ara. So he suggested also a difficult pshat, but he suggested that maybe the Rambam here doesn't mean the minion of tzitzis, the count, but he means the length of the tzitzis, which we see in the Gemara Menachos on Mem Aleph, doesn't have a shear, but Midar Abanan has a shear, but Midar Aris doesn't have a shear. The Rambam says minion. So these are the words that Rav Shechter wrote in his notes. Ulai lashon Rambam b'hagemara huchlefu. Maybe the lashon has got messed up over here. Maybe the Rambam really meant shear, and the Gemara really meant minion, and they got mixed up. Okay, these are all difficult answers. I don't know what the answer to this Rambam is. It's something to know about. Okay, briefly, the Gemara says shatnis lamali. So shema mina lathnuye. Bakatami baile. No, we need shatnis. Achi yeshua tavoi venuz. Ella kula mishan is nafka. The word shan is can give you all of those things. Rashi says shua tavli venuz mina Torah eno chayav achiyah tzemer v'pishtem mesukan yachrei masreik. All of the parts have to be combed together, intertwined. Mavur in Rashi then that shua tavli venuz is a din in the creation of kelayim. Meaning, this is certainly tzemer. That is certainly Pishtim. In order for them to be considered Kalayim Li'isura, they have to be combined and intertwined in such a way that they are Shua Tavei Venuz, that they're Mamish tied up one in the other. In order for it to be considered a Tairoves of Kalayim, a mixture that's Mamish intertwined, it has to be Shua Tavei Venuz, the Din Hishavos HaKalayim. It's the Din in creating the Cheftza of Tairoves Kalayim. But Tosfos, they bring the Rivan, who says this from like Rashi, but they're Madche. And they bring the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, it's clear, assumes that Shua Tavoy Venuz starts with Nuz and then goes back to Shua Vatavoy, that Shua Tavoy Venuz are all dinim in each of the chutin, meaning each of the strings, Semer on its own, Pishtim on its own, has to be Shua Tavoy Venuz in and of itself. So whereas for Rashi it sounds like Shua Tavei Venuz is a din in combining different entities to make it Kalayim, for it's a din in how Kalayim is made. For Rabbeinu Tam it sounds like Shua Tavei Venuz is a din in the strings themselves, meaning this is Nishkein Semer unless it's Shua Tavei Venuz. This is Nishkein Pishtin unless it's Shua Tavei Venuz, meaning it's a shear in the Chashivas of the Tzemer and the Chashivas of the Pishtin, that those individual independent strings be made in such a way that you have Shua Tavoi Venuz. If you don't have that, then it's like you're wrapping plastic together with paper. It's not Kalayim. It has to be Chashuv Tzemer. It has to be Chashuv Pishtim. It's only Chashuv Tzemer of Pishtim if it has Shua Tavoi Venuz. So you hear the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Whether it's din in the Kalayim, the mixture, or it's din in the material and the ingredients of the Kalayim in the recipe. So this is very gishmak. I saw in the Shirim from Rabbi Baruch Finkel that he gives the Yesod in this Machlokas. So if you look at Tosfos and Dalam Rebbeis and Dibur Maskal Aval, Tosfos say, you don't need to read it inside because it's just five words, they say, V'yesh Lomar, this Shatniz Mashma Nami Ta'aroives. Shatniz also means mixture, Ta'aroives. So what does Shatniz mean? So it sounds like from Tosfos, shatnez means shua tavei venuz. But shatnez mashma nami taroves. In addition to shatnez meaning shua tavei venuz, it also means taroves. But then what it sounds like, the mashma is, this is what Rabbi Baruch, this is not me, what it sounds like, bi'ikaro be'etzem, I don't know what I want to say, Pshuto Shel Mikra. In Pshuto Shel Mikra, the word shatnez was shayich, shua tavoi venuz was shayich, by each independent string. Elamai, shatnez is also mashma taroves. But the word shatnez, as it means shua tavoi venuz, was shayich to each independent string. Okay, you also need to be ma'ariv these strings together to make kalayim. But the word shatnez itself, as it represents shua tavoi venuz, meant independently, then Alamai, on top of that, Mashmanami Taroves. So that's how you come up with the Rabbeinu Tam, with the Taisa Shita, that Shua Tavi Venuz is a din in each independent string. To make it Semer, to make it Pishtim, it has to be Shua Tavi Venuz. Additionally, Shatnez needs to be mixed together. But you look at Rashi, Yala Torah, when the Pasuk says Shatnez, Rashi says Shatnez, Lashon Iruv. Rashi assumes the Iker is Gevalik. Now, the Iker definition, the Pshutosh HaMikra of the word Shatnez is Iruv, is Taroves. The opposite, the exact opposite, Ipcha, the exact opposite. The Iker Perish of Shatnez is Taroves. So Zak Rashi, yeah, when it says Shatnez, Shua Tavai Venuz, Shatnez means mixed. When the Gemara adds that it also means Shua Tavai Venuz, it means Shua Tavai Venuz in terms of creating the mixture. In terms of creating the Taroides of Shatnez, of Kelayim, it has to be Shua Tavai Venuz. That's Rashi's Shita. But the word Shatnez itself means Taroves. Elamai, we add on Shua Tavai Venuz. It says, no, the word Shatnez means Shua Tavai Venuz. It also implies Taroves, but Shua Tavai Venuz meant on each and every individual string. And therefore Rashi comes out that the Hisavas HaKlayim, making the Klayim itself, the Taroves is Shatnez when it's Shua Tavai Venuz. But Taisus comes out, no, the strings have to be Shua Tavai Venuz, and the Shatnez has to be made as Taroves separately.
Also explain why the Makokesh of Venuz is
Regardless of his lumbus, right? Meaning, because one's shayich even to individual strings, and one's shayich more to weaving together. I mean, you don't necessarily need the lumbus for that, right? You do need the lumbus. Sorry, you don't need the diakon Rashi al Torah. Meaning, it was true when we made this ha'ara that it was his avos HaKlayim versus independent strings. Absolutely, I agree. Yes. This added diak just explains where they're coming from. It doesn't account for what you're saying. But yeah, the machlokas is lishitas in that way. Correct. Okay, so that does seem to be gavaldigahara. That does seem to be the pshat. But still, Taisus did have a bam kasha on Rashi. That how can you say shu tavu venuz means taroves? Harei you wouldn't have klayim betzitzis. Eich matzinu klayim betzitzis. There's no shu tavu venuz there. So the Aruch Laner, if you saw, but it's kedai to see the Aruch Laner is miyashiv shitas Rashi by saying that it's true. Rashi thinks that in order to have shatn is a taroves, you need to have Shua Tavi Venuz mixed together in a mamish in a strong way. That's a cheshivas in his Havas HaKlayim, like we explained before. However, when it comes to tzitzis, the kshira, the tying of the knot, it has a maila in and of itself. It has a cheshivas in and of itself. That's a strong knot. That's a strong tie. That the same thing that Shua Tavi Venuz accomplishes in a regular baged, kshira by tzitzis can accomplish in order to make them tied together, a cheshivas of his Havas in the Klayim. He quotes a... The Achronim quote a Ravid in Tais Kanim, Hahu Kutra Avid Luhu Ki Ilu Have Shua Tavai Venuz. The Kutra, the knot that you tie on the Yitzitzis, shafts Ki Ilu Shua Tavai Venuz. It makes it as. Sorry? The Ravid in Tais Kanim in Parshat Kedoshim. There's two ways to say that. One is that a knot is inherently. A Kesher is inherently Makasher, and it accomplishes Shua Tavai Venuz. Additionally, the kesher of tzitzis has to be la'olam. It has to be tied in such a way that it's a kesher shel kayama, mamash kesher shel kayama. And that's one way to say it. That's a very strong knot, and therefore it's like shua tavai venuz. The other way to say it is that the fact that it's a mitzvah's kshira, the fact that it has to al pidin be kasher, is what teaches you that this is as strong as shua tavai venuz. So again, it's not that you don't need shua tavai venuz, that you don't need shatnez in that sense for Rashi, but rather it's that you already have it when you have kshira. So Rashi taka holds that shatnez means taroves, you have to have shua tavai venuz. Elamai, by tzitzis, by kloyim betzitzis, you do have shua tavai venuz, because the din, the mitzvah, or the mitzias of kshira accomplishes that same bond of his havasa kloyim through the kshira that you have by shua tavai venuz. Okay, we'll stop here.